What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the 6 o'clock hour.
Someone step on a duck.
On Afternoon Drive.
1 hour to go. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back on Afternoon Drive. It is a football Friday. It's an F-off Friday. We've done a lot of footballing, and we've done a fair amount of effing off. So we got, in case we missed it, coming up in about 45 minutes there. We are live at Browns camp. There was practice today. Dylan Gabriel. Mm-hmm. Not great, Bob. Joe Flacco, pretty okay.
That was pretty good.
Pretty darn good for Joe Flacco.
That was one of his best performances.
As my official review there, we talked to Kevin Stefanski earlier in the show, but with a big quarterback decision going on, we did get some of your reactions and some of your feedback on most realistic sports movie after I realized how unrealistic the first Happy Gilmore actually is upon my rewatch. Still love it. I'm not apologizing for it, but to bring in our next guest, talk some Browns, maybe realistic sports movie. You know him from Golic and Golic on the FanDuel Sports Network, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern every single weekday. Mike Golic Jr. appears now on the Fan Hotline. Mike, welcome to the show.
Appreciate you guys having me. How you doing?
We're doing all right. We finally got a nice day at camp. We've been dealing with like sweltering heat, and I don't know who was more appreciative today of 75-degree temperatures, the players or us.
Yeah, I ran into that. So I've been going around and doing some training camp shows for Bleacher Report, and so far we've been at Giants camp and Bears camp, and I felt like such a hack, like sitting there with DJ Moore, who had just come off the field. I did plenty of training camps at Notre Dame in Midwest humidity, and I'm dying over there. I am just out of shape, sitting there getting ready to yap. And I complained to DJ Moore, who is just soaked in sweat. And when asked how Ben Johnson's first camp was, said uncomfortable. And I just retreated back into myself. But it is, listen, no denying, we got to be out there too as members in the media covering this. And being warm and sweaty and having to deal with all that humidity stinks. Training camp is bad for everybody, and it should never be celebrated.
Yeah, it's hard when you're like, Shedeur Sanders is the first one out by 45 minutes. And it's like, I was here way before him, and I'm here way after him now.
Yeah, exactly. See? Working harder than anyone could possibly imagine.
Well, Mike? Go ahead, bud.
No, I want to get into the quarterbacks, though. And if we're on the topic of Shedeur, I know you weren't the biggest fan at one point. How much should we be taking away with some of these training camp storylines and everything attached to Shedeur? I'm going to be honest. He looks pretty good so far in camp and what we've been able to see.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I don't know, like, I guess for me, like, not the biggest fan. Like, I just, once we got through this process and we've seen what his lot in life has been so far, at least in terms of rep allocations and the way the organization talks about him, you don't see much of a future there. But, you know, coming out of college, I mean, listen, I was in a chorus of people who thought he was the second best quarterback in the class, and we found out that meant very different things to most of us covering it and the people that actually make the decisions around the league. So I've always thought he's a guy that from the neck up and in terms of what he does technically is a very solid quarterback, plays a clean brand of football for the most part. He's just not physically extremely talented. There's not a huge bit of arm strength there. He's not the most dynamic athlete in the world. And so if you're coming into a crowded quarterback room where you're looking for ways to stand out, his game in particular does not lend itself well to making the kind of like eye-popping plays that generally tend to get you more reps when you're one of the backup guys in a rotation trying to get more and more reps.
Mike, I'm just curious about your take on the Browns' big picture. They got four quarterbacks. I don't know they have a quarterback. And they're coming off a 3-14 season with a team seemingly caught in transition. Where are your expectations for this team this year?
Well, and I think that's fine. Like, I think kind of everyone looks and acknowledges, hey, the Browns have a ton of capital in the draft when it matters most next year in a class that's supposed to be a little more robust. And the fact that we're even talking about the Browns in a position like that, where there could in theory be a light at the end of the tunnel after whiffing as famously bad as the organization did on the Deshaun Watson contract, that's an act of God. Like, that should take years to crawl out from under, and instead the Browns might be able to do it in a couple seasons. So the way I look at this, like, hey, you've got some, you know, high leverage young guys on defense that you're going to try and see, can they come in and show well for you early, especially having to replace a guy like Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, who's been such a productive player for them. And offensively, I think this year it's, hey, the future quarterback for your team's probably not on the roster. That's probably going to be in next year's draft. So can, at the very least, the offensive line stay healthy and some of those guys that have been productive players help reset the foundation there? Can that running attack get back to more of what we saw in the peak under Kevin Stefanski? And can it just look a little bit cleaner? Even if the wins aren't there, if you can start to set that foundation and keep enough of your core guys healthy in other spots, then you lay the groundwork for what should come once the quarterback of your future is on the roster later on.
Does Stefanski have to find enough wins in order to make sure he gets a job after this year?
Yeah, that's the complicated part for me. Is like, the guy was the coach of the year 2 years ago, like, lest we not forget. So usually I don't feel like those guys lose their jobs in a circumstance like this. But I think he would probably have to steal a couple of extra wins over what most people are looking at the Browns, where, you know, in a lot of people's minds, they're in conversation with like the Giants for potentially the worst team and the number one overall pick in the draft. I think if you're Kevin Stefanski and the bottom really drops out and you show nothing, hey, all of a sudden you're at risk, because we've seen with plenty of organizations over the years the danger in bringing back a coaching staff. I mean, look at the New York Giants this year, right? Bringing back a coaching staff and Brian Daboll and company, who look like their future ahead is uncertain with a rookie quarterback you might like. Look at Caleb Williams and the Bears from last year, where Matt Eberflus gets brought back even though they flirted with firing him at the end of last season, or the end of the season prior, and now you have a quarterback who's on his third offensive voice in his ear before he takes a snap in year number two. So you put yourself in dangerous territory if you don't go check enough of the other boxes for your bosses to say, yeah, we know we're going to have a new young guy that we're excited about here, but we're not really sure yours are the right hands to be molding.
Mike Golic Jr. on the Fan Hotline with us here as we're breaking down not just the Browns, but obviously the path forward. We'll get to some college football too. But Mike, specific to the quarterback position, if the guy of the future isn't on this roster right now, they got two first next draft. If you had to pick one kid out of the college football quarterback rankings that could be out next year, who do you think has the best chance to be the guy that goes first off the board at quarterback?
Garrett Nussmeier at LSU. I think he, to me, has shown the most flashes of the high-end quarterback stuff that I would like to see out of a number one overall pick. Like, enough of the physical stuff is there. He is willing to put the ball into some risky places because he's got that kind of arm arrogance that you want out of your high-end quarterbacks. I love the way he moves around in the pocket. Love the way he bought time for that team last year. Towards the end of the season, you veered a little too far off road, and the turnovers and decision-making started to become an issue. But to me, what I've seen from this college group of players, he's shown the most number one overall pick traits and moments in a season. Last year wasn't perfect for LSU, but I think kind of like we've seen for other quarterbacks there, you know, Joe Burrow took the big jump in year two. Jaden Daniels took the big jump in year two. And I think in his second year as a full-time starter, you know, with Brian Kelly, who, you know, was my coach in college for 3 years and has now experience with a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback and some good play there, I think he's the kind of guy that could have his name come first off the board.
Yeah, Klubnik, Sellers, Aller, there's some other guys in there as well. So, like, how many quarterbacks, let's say if the Browns are in top five, would they feel comfortable that they're going to be able to nab one of these guys? Like, how deep will this class go with, like, top premier end quarterback talent?
Yeah, I think right now it's a pretty deep class. I don't think it's like what we saw 2 years ago with the class that had six first-rounders in it. Like, those guys had all already, even going into their final years, I think put more on tape than we've seen from these guys. Sellers is the one that's fascinating to me because physically he's so gifted. He's such an insane talent. Like, you know, we'll have to wait a little while to get to the young man from Florida who is probably the final boss of insane talents at the position that's going to be a 2027 draft eligible. It'll probably be him and Arch Manning that we're talking about in terms of the number one overall pick in that draft if things go the way people expect it could for Arch. But I think Sellers, to me, is the most interesting one that could be a riser. Klubnik's been really consistent. I don't think he has any, like, elite physical tool, but he's improved each and every year. He's enough of a plus runner that I think you need at the top of the draft for guys that might go into O-line situations that aren't always perfect. And then Drew Aller's another wild card. He's still a guy that now is a multi-year starter, took a big step forward last year, but still really struggled to push the ball downfield in the more high-leverage games against better opponents, the opponents that have more of the Sunday talent on the field. And so I'm still kind of waiting for all of the incredible physical gifts, especially with the arm for him, to turn into more consistent production in the best games before I'm willing to put his name in that list of guys in the first round that could really change a franchise.
All right, Mike. My partner and I had the exact same read on Happy Gilmore 2. Have you seen it? And if so, what were your thoughts?
I have seen it. I got a few chuckles out of it. I knew I wanted to watch it because everyone else did. And like most people, my, you know, I'm 35 going on 36. That movie is part of the fabric of my DNA growing up. I thought it was fine to a little bit underwhelming. Like, it was, you know, a cameo fest. I didn't love, you know, the opposite golf group that they put into this. I appreciate all the audience serving they did with some of the throwback stuff, but to me, it was largely fine.
Yeah, that's kind of where we were at with it, too.
The first hour was really fun, and then the last 30 minutes happened.
Yes, exactly. It was there. The weird, you know, hip joint severing thing was a plot line I could have really done without, and I think we as a nation could have probably survived without watching those people try and twist those golf strings. But, you know, it's kind of where we're at, and I understand. Adam Sandler, I owe a ton to. That man's movies were the entire soundtrack and you know, watch-along for my childhood, but that's one where, hey, I know Netflix pays him a lot of money, and you got to keep feed the meter, and they went out and certainly did that with this one.
All right, Mike, can you rank out the AFC North and how you think it ends 1-4?
Ooh, all right. If I'm going to do 1-4 in the AFC North, I am going to go with the Baltimore Ravens, to me, the clear number one Super Bowl contender. This has to be, you know, the year where them or Buffalo gets over the hump, because if the left tackle situation works out well for Kansas City, I don't really know who else is getting, you know, the shot at that anytime soon, the way that team and that franchise have operated. I'll go the Bengals after that and trust that Joe Burrow and that offense are enough to make life a living hell for everyone, even if they still don't have their only real source of defensive production on the roster. The Steelers, like, I think this could be a potential three playoff division if they play their cards right. The floor is always high there because of Tomlin, and with Aaron Rodgers in town, hey, it in theory gets a little higher. He's better than any of the quarterbacks they've had on their roster post Roethlisberger. And so then I'll put the Browns in last at this point right now. I think the only ones in this I might regret are maybe the Steelers 2 over the Bengals, just because the defense is so substandard. But shout out to Al Golden, former Notre Dame defensive coordinator, who's taken over the sticks there. I think he does a really good job of developing young players, and the Bengals have a lot on defense that need help, and maybe he's the guy to finally do it.
Mike, Terry McLaurin wants a trade, and he wants a new contract. I'm sure that would help as well. If they can't come to an agreement in Washington, which I think we all think is going to happen, but if they can't, what non-Washington, D.C.-led team could use Terry McLaurin the most?
I mean, pretty much any of the premier contenders. I mean, you look up there, I still think Buffalo probably needs to supplement more of the wide receiver room if they want to get over the hump here. Like, if I'm anyone, I'm picking up the phone. I get he's 29 years old, but five straight 1,000-yard seasons for a guy that has been the sole source of offense while that team and franchise have rotated quarterbacks and is still like a premier deep threat like we saw last year in an offense that really needed that. Like, I'm with you. Like, I've only spent a little bit of time fantasizing about who else might get him, because I think at this point, if you're Washington, you showed your hand. Your chips are down on the table. You went out and traded for Tunsil. You drafted an offensive lineman in the first round. Like, Washington has not operated like a team that thinks last year was an aberration. They think last year was the beginning of something. And so while you got your quarterback on a rookie deal, don't do anything dumb. Just re-sign him, give him what he wants, even if it's a little bit uncomfortable right now, because you don't really have another choice.
So I know you're a Guardians fan. I'm sure you don't get many opportunities just to unload your Guardians thoughts. You got to be happy about Stephen Kwan still with the team. What are your thoughts on the big picture for this team?
Listen, very excited for them, but that's dad squad. I grew up baseball agnostic as a kid here, so I appreciate when the Guardians do things well. I've obviously got some roots in Cleveland there, but I root for the kind of anarchy that gives us a trade deadline like we did yesterday. And I think overall for Major League Baseball, the fact that we're going into, like, I know, you know, the poor Brewers, like, all they do is go out here and have one of their best seasons in recent memory, and everyone reminds them that record-wise they're the worst best team in Major League Baseball going into the month of August ever. I think that's good, though. Like, we've seen injuries kind of plague some of the top-end rosters, which stinks, but it's led to a field that feels pretty wide open right now across most of the sport. So I just enjoyed sitting back kind of team agnostic yesterday, taking in everything we saw. I think more trades executed on Thursday of the trade deadline since we've had in the year 2000, I think. So it was a fun day for everyone involved here. And to your point, good one for Guardians fans too.
Mike, I know this is kind of a companion piece to the Terry McLaurin thing. I know you had Diana Rossini on Golic and Golic today on the FanDuel Sports Network. The Micah Parsons thing's interesting because he's the one reporting he wants out. You think, because I think everybody just assumes there's a check that'll happen and Mike will be fine. You think there's ever a point where Jerry Jones doing business so, and I'm going to use my term, this is not you saying it, back ass words. Do you think it ever is actually going to catch him with one of these players who finally just says, no, it's no longer about the money, ship me out of here?
No, just because the way the league is structured and all the control franchises have, players, it's really almost an impossible pass. Like, we saw Le'Veon Bell try to do it, and really, like, he got paid, but man, at what cost? It just hardly ever seems worth it. Especially for these guys, where, like, ultimately, if they're going to put $42 million a year in front of Micah's face, which they are, then that's great. But I think it's like, in terms of it catching up to Jerry in some way, it already has. Like, we already saw CeeDee Lamb out here tweeting in support of Micah Parsons. He just went through this recently, and Zach Martin went through it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Before he retired, Dak Prescott went through it before that. Like, you can only treat all the important parts of your team this way for so long before it seeps into the walls enough to be, if not the reason for, at least a contributing factor to a team who has had a clear ceiling on what they're able to accomplish year in and year out. So Jerry's getting exactly what he paid for, which is a team that is more expensive at key parts than it needs to be, considering how obvious it is where the payday should be going, and a franchise that will ultimately probably rob him of another championship in his lifetime that he wants to prove that it wasn't just Jimmy and the rest of the guys in the triplets in the 90s that carried him to those championships.
Mike, it feels like on social media you're on a quest to eat just the most weird and wonderful foods imaginable. What's been your favorite recently? Like, what should we be checking out?
Ice cream Pop-Tart sandwich. Pop-Tart ice cream sandwich. If you haven't had it, it's a Walmart exclusive. Sprint. Don't walk any of the flavors. I didn't get the strawberry frosted, but like the chocolate fudge, the brown cinnamon sugar, the classics, they're incredible. I rate on a 10 out of 10 scale. It's the only 10 out of 10 I've ever given out. It immediately just grabbed me by the throat and kissed me passionately the way you'd see in some sort of, honestly, the way you'd see going all the way back to Happy Gilmore in the Zamboni scene when they're playing Endless Love in the background with him and Veronica Vaughn. That was the level of passion I felt with this snack. So go and get it. It is absolutely worth your time.
Mike, if I sprint to a Walmart, I'm going to be using those as ice for my Achilles, which both will snap. So I think I might leisurely jog, maybe a healthy, you know, power walk, but I don't think I'll be running anywhere 350 pounds.
Yeah, you know what? I don't blame you. And I mean, in all honesty, I ordered them on Instacart, so I'm not even one to judge. I didn't even get in my car to drive when I got
them.
That
is a smart play. Mike, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Mike Golic Jr. there, host of Golic in Golic on FanDuel Sports Network. We'll react to what he had to say in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
People that actually make the decisions around the league. So I've always thought he's a guy that from the neck up and in terms of what he does technically is a very solid quarterback, plays a clean brand of football for the most part. He's just not physically extremely talented. There's not a huge bit of arm strength there. He's not the most dynamic athlete in the world. And so if you're coming into a crowded quarterback room where you're looking for ways to stand out, his game in particular does not lend itself well to making the kind of like eye-popping plays that generally tend to get you more reps when you're one of the backup guys in a rotation trying to get more and more reps.
That was Mike Golic Jr. talking about Shedeur Sanders and the path to being a starting quarterback this year. I'm curious, as the Shahonk on the Shishow,
yeah.
How do we Shafield?
I need to get Mike Golic out to some of these training camps is what I need to get him out to.
Well, yeah, I mean, compared to Dylan Gabriel.
So I do think that is some of the reaction today, by the way, because Dylan just looked so bad. I got my notes from Coach Riz sends me his notes every single day.
Uh-huh.
And all they were was just waxing poetic about what a good day Shedeur Sanders had. And I was like, okay, like I'll take it. If people want to tell me that, I'll take it. I personally didn't see the most amazing throws from Shedeur today, if I'm being honest about it. But that's all right. As long as I wasn't paying as close attention. I just got to, every time I look up, see Dylan Gabriel throw another incompletion.
I mean, I always told, friends who were a little, you know, chunkier in college, I was like, listen, just pay me to hang out near you, and you look better by proxy.
I think that might have happened today in many, many ways, because Dylan was just vomiting all over his shoes on the practice field, and people are like, oh. Yeah, all right. Oh, you notice how the theme around Joe Flacco today? And Joe did look better, by the way. But this is like, everyone's like, easily, Joe Flacco's best day at camp.
Yeah, well, that also, I mean, to kind of pair it with what Mike had to say, Joe is the guy who, because he has that arm, it's just obvious when he's got it. Like, when he's having a good day, there's just no other way. Now, in fairness, you can't hide it if you're having a bad day.
Right.
With that kind of talent. But I also thought it was interesting. You know, we kind of posited the question, what's who do you have as, like, your favorite to be QB1 next year? The Nussmeier thing's just so interesting because he's not He's not the size of Josh Allen. But, man, I'll tell you, if that's the number one quarterback next year, you couldn't design a better quarterback for Kevin Stefanski's offense, because everything that that kid does is what you need to do well in Kevin's offense.
Why are more people not reading into the idea that Nussmeier's dad is the OC in New Orleans and there's going to be some orchestrating of getting him to New Orleans that'll happen, right?
Because his dad is Doug Nussmeier.
I mean, well,
it's not Archie Manning.
I know, but I mean, isn't that like, hey, listen, they took Shuck. I didn't think much of Shuck to begin with anyway, for being
shucks.
Honest about it. I know. You couldn't resist. It's okay. But wait, isn't that...
That dog won't hunt. Couldn't resist.
If you're a New Orleans fan, do you love or hate the idea of Nussmeier being paired up with his dad as his dad is the OC?
Well, you love it, because then if the dad stinks, you can just fire the dad.
Oh, no, how does that work, though? You can't fire the dad. That's the problem.
You can easily do that.
No.
Hey, Doug, you got us a great quarterback here. You sired a real winner, but
you
stink
imagine?
At play calling. Get Ben.
Hey, you want to buy sweets? Go ahead. We'll have him afforded where you can go ahead and do that. Could you imagine firing the dad of the starting quarterback? Like, that's insane.
It'd be so much funnier if like he did have some mythical power that you're alluding to actually orchestrate that.
No, but like, this isn't,
as the OC, and then he gets fired.
Okay, this isn't like Jalen Brunson's dad who's on the bench of the Knicks, and it's like, yeah, he's coached in NBA stops before. It's like, yeah, he has, but he also wouldn't be in the NBA now coaching if it wasn't for his son.
There's a part with Nussmeier that I'm really uncomfortable that Brian Kelly ends up being like a fourth or fifth best team in the SEC, but yet he's becoming QBU. Like, first it's Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Then it's going to be Nussmeier. Like, okay. Well, for the SEC, you're still not winning to the extent that maybe people at LSU expect.
Yeah, that is interesting. I don't know that he's, like, fumbling the bag or anything in this scenario. I just wonder.
I think he's got a hot seat on him this year.
Well, he might have a hot seat on him. If you keep churning out Heisman winners, at some point, the fan base would be like, "We just want to see you win games. We don't really care." But like, it is interesting if that became his mark,
which is weird because remember, for a long time, his quarterbacks were like guys like Everett Golson, and Jameis was I'm thinking of the wrong guy. Mm-hmm. I almost went Jameis there. Jameis played at Florida State. I'm back. It was like average college quarterbacks who just did what he wanted. And then since going to LSU, he's like, okay, I want the best, one of the five best quarterbacks in football, Jaden Daniels.
Was Tommy Reese under him too?
Tommy Reese, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's Browns tight ends coach, offensive coordinator.
Offensive coordinator who I've not seen literally anybody talk about in this training camp, by the way, in any sort of way. I almost thought about asking Stefanski a Tommy Reese question, and I'm like, I don't think Kevin's really itching to kind of do anything in that regard, because I think he likes having the play calling back.
Yeah, well, and I mean,
I think he likes being the guy on the offensive side of the ball and everything that comes with it.
I mean, you get a lot of credit. Now, what'll be interesting is if they have another. Remember, last year, the first time they had a truly putrid offense, they've had some offenses. Again, Jacoby Brissett, there were some good stats there, but mostly if you watch them play, it wasn't a great offense. It was just Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb was really great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But specific to this, it's going to be really interesting to see how, if your offense stinks and Stefanski's the play caller, you can't really run from it the way you could last year.
Yeah. Well, what was weird about last year is he ditched it off at the exact time that he knew it was going down.
It was a great pitch.
Like, I mean,
if Sunshine Bass did that and remember the Titans,
yeah,
he would have beat out Rev at the beginning of the season.
I mean, if I was Ken Dorsey, I'd be like, oh, yeah, sweet. thanks for that.
I mean,
he knew he was dead man walking the moment that happened.
I think he knew he was dead man walking the second he got hired.
Yeah, I mean, that was just no part of that was set up for success in any sort of way.
Ooh, it's a good drop by Red, who on Twitter saying, draft day showed you can fire the dad as coach. Bam.
Again, unrealistic movie for a reason.
That's not the unrealistic part of the movie.
That is the unrealistic part.
The rest of it's
because
the unrealistic.
Because Nussmeier, if he ends up going and playing under his dad as the OC, could you imagine how innocent you would feel as just a person in general? If you're like, I got my son as the quarterback, and I couldn't make that work.
Yeah. No, 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 because then you'd be like, oh, wait, but my son's going to make $500 million in his career.
It's not your money.
Oh, you're telling me he's
your
not
son's
getting
money.
A little Nussmeier
no,
kickback?
That's your son's money. That's not your money.
I'll tell you right now. My dad, a stand-up comedian, radio host.
Mm-hmm.
If he had had something to do with my career, but then I shot off into, like, Stern-level success, my dad's getting a kickoff. I'm breaking off a piece for my pops.
That's because you're a good son. I can't say the same thing with little Nussmeier.
Wait, you think you're a Nussmeier? What proof do you have he's not a good son?
What proof do I have he is a good son?
Well, I think, shouldn't we assume that he's a good son?
What if he orchestrates his way to not play for his dad? Then I think the assumption is that he's not a good son.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It'd be the funniest thing in the world.
Like, he should be trying to save his dad's job. Now, that's the bonus. You want the bonus? I saved your job, and now you're going to make $1 million+ being the offensive coordinator every year that I'm there. You're welcome, Dad.
Yeah, but the spin zone is, you got to play it like this. You got to be, Dad, I don't want work to complicate our awesome relationship.
Yeah.
So I'm now in Cleveland.
How's that press conference
going? I love
go?
You so much that I'm moving. I tanked the interviews in New Orleans so I could go to New Orleans so we don't have to have the overlap.
I mean, the place that he gets drafted to, I think they'd almost feel like an obligation to like make room for his dad on the coaching staff in some sort of way. I'd be curious to know if his dad wanted to find out. But like, imagine if we do pair it up. If you get the New Orleans connection between the two of them, how does the press conferences work where you have to be relatively honest about whether or not your son is actually progressing at the right rate, but you're
he's
still
a football
dad.
Guy. He's not going to have a problem being like, yeah, it wasn't very good.
Well, dads are probably harder on their kids than they are anything, but you also then don't want to go to the media in this instance and be like, yeah, so Garrett, he just can't make this throw right now.
Yeah, he just,
like, he doesn't have it.
He's a good kid. I raised him right. But, you know, he didn't get all my football playing talent is what I'm saying.
Such a weird, fun dynamic, though. But if Nussmeier ends up being the number one quarterback next year, I'll be pretty surprised, though.
I don't love this, but I have to bring this to the air.
Yeah, what do you got?
Garrett Nussmeier is a terrible name for a starting quarterback. I mean, Doug Nussmeier was a terrible name for a stint. Nussmeier's
For the era you play in, though, Doug was very strong.
Doug's strong. It's the Nussmeier that I think it's, like, one, it's really hard to give that guy a... It's really hard to get a strong kind of, like, Nussie.
Is Garrett the new Doug? A lot of 20-year-olds named Garrett.
And there are. A lot of Aidens. That's what if we had a boy, it was gonna be Aiden.
I like that name.
I wanted to be so the middle name had to be James after my pops.
Yeah.
And then it was gonna be Austin James, and then Vanessa was like, I think Aiden sounds better.
I love the name Aiden.
She was that woman had such good finesse in like being like, that's cute that you think that's gonna be. But she did it in such a way, and she's so damn pretty that she just kinda It was like your shimmy earlier where you avoided breaking Dylan Gabriel like a twig.
Some
earlier.
Some are calling it the most athletic play we saw in the field today.
That many people are saying that, and it's you, me, and Jake. But I mean, she did that to me in like real life of being like, what if? And it's like what about my idea? No. We're taking your idea and we're making it better.
Well, all right, did you have any say in the daughters' names?
Not Olivia, but with the other two as well. The younger two is what I meant to say.
Why not with Olivia?
Because she had... Is it named after somebody? No. It was just, well, middle name, yes. But the first name, she had just always wanted to have a kid, a daughter named Olivia.
So I always wanted to name my daughter Charlotte. I just always loved that name for a girl. I just got lucky that Elise always loved it too.
So my only thing I struggled with on that one was, so it didn't even have to be me to be the dad of it, that it was always just gonna be Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
There was something about that was like, man, I really just feel like
was that like a third date?
I feel like some sort of a...
Was that like third date she told you though? Like Olivia's always going to be the name?
No, but I mean, dude, I mean, we were married from the time we were 6 weeks in.
No, so but what like, I meant is like, some
like
people,
week seven, it was like, so what are we naming our kids?
I definitely had first dates with people that obviously did not go very far, but I had first dates with people where they're like, so if I have a kid, I'd like to eventually have the name, and then would tell me a girl name or a boy name.
That early?
That was a thing.
I mean, I'm pretty accepting of almost anything. I'm a pretty easygoing guy to dating.
The couple times that happened, it was almost like the idea of like, so if you don't love this name, we can just sever the ties right now immediately, and we can call this a thing because that's the name that I want. And I'm like, I don't even know your last name.
Did you like when people gave you the deal breakers up front?
I did, yes. I always appreciated that.
I'm a little too easy going for that. All right? Because I don't know what my deal breakers truly are. My deal breakers depend on each person. Like something that might be a deal breaker with one person might not be with another person, because I might just naturally be like, you know what? You know something more about this, or you have some, like, I trust you more. I like this.
The idea that if you didn't meet the criteria, they could just eliminate you, like you're Squid Games or something, from their life right away.
You're also the person kinda that's like that. All of your exes are dead to you.
They are, yes. They don't exist.
And I'm still Facebook friends with several of them.
No, the moment we break up, I remove you from every social media platform, and you're dead to me. That's how that works.
I just really enjoy it. I pretend as if you legitimately don't exist. Everybody that ever liked me, I was very grateful that they liked me. And I just never turned on him.
You can be thankful for the experiences and the times the same way if somebody that you know dies. You're thankful for the experience and the times. It's just you're no longer in my life ever. That's it. You're done.
In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.